eventually throw the carpenter down, so there's a little more money in the brickwork than there was in the carpenter work, so I just dropped the carpenter whenever I could. Sometimes to get a job, I'd have to do some of both of it.
You were talking about stove flues and chimneys. What's the difference between a flue and a chimney?
Well, a flue, most of them then you start hung them up to the top of the house, just a short distance there, up above the roof. And then the chimney, it comes from the ground and goes up. You can use it for heat. And the flue is just a small flue, about a 12 by 12. To set your stove under and put your stove pipe up to that flue there. Okay. You never seen one of them?
There I have. I'm city boy. What about, you say you were a carpenter before you were a brick mason.
Uh-huh.
Did you do anything besides that, being a carpenter or?
Nothing on the around on the farm and sawmills and things like that.
Sawmill.
Daddy owned a sawmill. Well, he owned several. I worked with him in the mills. Sold logs, hauled logs, just whatever come to hand.
Are you a member of any kind of church around here?
Yeah, I belong to the Baptists at Old Town.
Whereabouts is that?
About 2 miles right across over here. It's on 84 over there.
Highway 84?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about when you were growing up. You said you went to a country school around here?
Uh-huh.
Whereabouts was that?
Over here in Old Town. No. And up here at Flat Rock about 2 or 2.5 miles to either one of them.
You went to school at both places?
Yeah, I went to both places.
Mm-hmm. Was that one of those one-room schoolhouses?
Well, yeah, when I first started, it was a one-room one. And then they built another room onto it, was made 2 rooms. And then eventually up here at Flat Rock, they built I believe it had about 7 classrooms to the new school they built up there. But when I started, it was just a 1 room. Mm-hmm. 1 teacher in 1 room, yard full of young'uns.
How many of you were there?
Oh, I expect there's 30 or 40, maybe more, in the school. Yeah, there's that many. I expect there's as many as 50. Mm-hmm.
Y'all all got taught together?
No, each one had his grade class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher'd call my class, and then next, as soon as she got through with it, she'd call another one.
Hey. How you doing?
Right on up like that.
Joe, you telling about how we used to have to live?
Yeah, I'm telling him now.
Lye soap.
I'm telling him now.
Didn't have a little soap, but lye soap. And we had to lie on in the ash.
Pretty strong stuff, wasn't it?
It was good soap, though. My mama's made a mania pot full of it. And my uncle lived in California, and when he'd come to visit us, he'd get some of that lye soap to carry back with him to wash his head with. He said it'd keep every bit of the dampness out of his house.
You didn't know it, he's taping you there, did you?
That's okay. Was it a woman teacher or a man?
Woman. Mighty good ones, too, I thought. If I did get my britches tanned a few times, they're still good teachers right on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.